54 down, 51 light. White 20. White 20 set.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Week 7 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends in the National Football League. He's NFL Films Senior Producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, we talk about trends and coverages in the National Football League. Talk about en vogue. I mean, we could start with cover two. Then there's the Tampa two. Then there's two-man. There's so many different coverages of the National Football League. Greg, when you look at it, we've got the cover two. We've got Tampa two. Is there a difference between the two?
There is. And it's funny because this week the Eagles play the Cowboys. And Monty Kiffin is well known for Tampa two back in the day with Tony Dungy in the mid-90s with the Bucks. But what's interesting when you watch the Cowboys, they don't play a lot of that at all. In fact, only 23% of all the dropbacks they faced this year have they played cover two. They're not really a cover two team. But having said that, let's just talk about the difference. Okay, cover two, Tampa two, you have two deep safeties. That's the critical part. Okay, two deep safeties. They cannot let anything get over their heads. The difference is, in Tampa two, you have a middle linebacker who will run down the middle
hole. The whole player. Brian Urlacher.
There you go.
Right. Got it.
He's the whole player. So he becomes almost a third deep defender. He's not playing anybody. He's just running back to a spot, to a landmark, as we say. And that used to be what Monty Kiffin did, that players, the underneath defenders, there would be five of them. They would go to landmarks. Tampa 2 and Cover 2 have changed in the NFL. Teams don't run to landmarks anymore. They have their players match up to the routes that come into their area. So it's more of matchup zone-based, even though it's still Cover 2 or Tampa 2. It's not landmarks anymore. That's changed.
Now, we talk about two-man, which is, I mean, it seems like every team
plays it.
Man underneath. Two deep safeties, Greg. Why do teams use it?
It's a great coverage. You know why? Because your corners don't have to be great to play it because they have help over the top with the two deep safeties. So what you can do in two-man is your corners can basically undercut routes. They can allow the receiver to get on top of them because they have the help over the top with the safeties. And you know what that does, Adam? It cuts down passing lanes for the quarterback. Because the corners, whether it's the outside corner, the slot corner, could be a linebacker on a tight end, is they can get underneath the receiver and take away the passing lane and make the throws much more difficult. It really puts a premium on receivers running precise routes and quarterbacks making very accurate ball location throws.
And Greg, two-man obviously is a big-time coverage. We see almost every team doing it, but man-free is one that we don't talk a lot about.
Yeah, man-free is a little different because you only have one deep safety and he's in the middle of the field. So that places different demands on corners. They can't necessarily undercut routes because there's only one deep safety. Man-free puts much greater demands on your corners, on linebackers, on anybody who's playing man coverage, and it's a particularly tough coverage if you're going to play against a team that has a really good receiving tight end, because then you can get stuck with perhaps a linebacker. Now, a lot more teams play dime with six DBs, so they can get a DB on a tight end.
Which is kind of being in vogue because the tight end position has exploded lately. Now, when we look at athletes, you look at Tony Romo, Michael Vick. What kind of pressure does this put on the secondaries, and how do you handle it?
Yeah, you see a lot more quarterbacks that run, and not necessarily. And we're not just talking about the Russell Wilsons, you know, the Colin Kaepernick, even an Aaron Rodgers. Okay, we saw Mike Glennon this past week run on a 3rd and 14 for 16 yards. Now, no one's going to say he's mobile, but the Eagles were in a man-based coverage, so there was room for him to run. So, what you're seeing against mobile quarterbacks. You saw the Cowboys do it against RG3 last week. I've seen a lot of teams do it with Russell Wilson and Kaepernick, is they play a man-free type coverage, but they take that second safety, and he moves into what we call sort of a lurk robber or sometimes a spy position. You can do it with a safety, or you can do it with a linebacker who sort of drops back. The Cardinals have been very, very good at this. They did it against Cam Newton a few weeks ago, another mobile quarterback, where they used Darrell Washington to spy and to mirror Cam Newton, and Darryl Washington's a terrific athlete. So what teams are doing is getting a player, either a safety or a linebacker, in position where they can react to the quarterback running.
There's no question about it. We've seen some of those spies or those lurkers, like Derek Johnson with the Chiefs, like Donald Butler of the Chargers, and Wesley Woodard, that athletic linebacker.
Really athletic.
You and I have been talking about him since he was an undrafted free agent out of what, Eastern Kentucky or Kentucky?
Just Kentucky.
Kentucky, yeah.
And I was on him, as you recall.
I remember that.
Really liked him coming out, and he was undrafted.
Well, Greg, great information out of you. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
34 down, 51 white. White 20! White 20!